It is a sign of at least the Ministry of Finance and Minister of Police finally doing the job in dealing with people who have misused or abused their powers or helped themselves to public funds.
What is the view of Transparency Solomon Islands on the recent arrest of Honorable David Tome?
I don't think that we have any particular view about the arrest of the minister as such. But I think what we can say is that we've done a lot of awareness and community assessment on the Community Development Fund with regard to who owns the Constituency Development Fund, where it comes from, and what are the intended use of the CDF fund, and also with regard to whether or not the impact of CDF is felt in the community. So this kind of public awareness to empower people with the right information for them to take part in the democratic processes in this country, I think that's the education we've given them. Transparency Solomon Islands obviously does not have any standing to take anyone to court or to arrest anyone, but we do empower people to hold their leaders accountable, not only in just government, but also wherever there is a leader elected by the people to look after their affairs or that of the community.
Ruth, what do you think is behind the spate of alleged corruption offences in the public service, and in particular the finance ministry, since Operation Janus has arrested some? Do you think it's part of the culture of the public service in Solomon Islands, or are people poorly paid and trying to make a living wage?
I think what you can say is that it's not about the culture, but it's the level, how rampant corruption is within the public sector with regard to government coffers. There are some good people still working in the public service who are trying to do the right thing, but they are getting fewer and fewer each year. And as such, with this kind of non-compliance, or the institutions that are there to ensure that this kind of things don't happen actually have not been doing their job. And I think the police at least is making an effort to do that, and the institutions of integrity are also doing the level best to do that. But when it involves big people and big fish, that is when it is difficult for them, because they have to think about their families, they have to think about their employment, because one Solomon Island person employed is probably supporting a whole lot of families and extended families. So for them to report and to do that without being sacked is something that they have to think about. I don't think that it's got to do with the amount of pay they have. I think the amount of pay they have is reasonable. But at the same time, too, each year you know that the salary of the MP and their entitlements keeps going up. So it all creates the dissatisfaction and very low morale in public service. And obviously there will be some that will be thinking that, you know, if they can do it, if the big leaders think they are above the law, so why can't we? I think this kind of notion, this kind of attitude is on the increase. So the more people talk about corruption, the more people remind the government of its duty and responsibility to provide better services to people of Solomon Islands, I think the better we can work together to curb corruption and provide better, improved government services to our population.
Now, Ruth, Mr. Tome is a government minister. What do you think about his arrest? How does this reflect on the government?
I don't think, probably I don't have any reflection on the government and all of that, but what it means is that nobody, whether you're minister or your prime minister or whatever, is above the law, and that's the way it should be.
And now that he's been charged, what is the process according to government regulations? Is he going to be suspended, or should he be suspended?
I don't think that TSI is in a position to comment on that. You'll have to ask the Public Service Commission or the Prime Minister's office with regard to that. But for us, it's important for our leaders and for everybody else, big or small, to know that nobody in this country is above the law. And I think I'd like to just commend the effort that the police, the Janus Task Force, is doing. and those behind the scenes that we don't get to hear about, who help to bring about this to hold people accountable for the offenses that they commit or for the abuse and misuse of power. I think more and more we don't see these people, but they are the ones who make a difference in your life. And I'd like to encourage also the people to stand up and be counted, because this is our country and the future of our children at stake if we don't do something about it now.